Julie Lassa, a Democrat from Stevens Point, accused Republican Sean Duffy of trying to hide his support of Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan's plan to privatize Social Security.
He has supported Paul Ryan's budget plan in the past where it includes privatization of Social Security.
Senator Lassa likes to say that I want to privatize Social Security. The Wausau Daily Herald said it's misleading. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel said it was liar, liar, pants on fire. She should stop the attack. It's false.
The two candidates repeatedly sparred on the issues of free trade, the role of government, and job creation. Duffy accused Lassa of supporting job-killing policies in the state Senate.
Under her leadership there, we've lost 150,000 jobs. And under her leadership, we've expanded the size of government, increased our taxes, and from that, we've seen businesses leave this great state. Federal Mogul, Fiskars, Polaris. Just on Friday, we saw that Jern's Healthcare is going to leave her Senate district.
Lassa retorted that Polaris was moving 400 jobs to Mexico because of tax incentives for outsourcing that Duffy supports.
He supports leaving those tax loopholes in place. I think they need to be closed. We need to be rewarding businesses who invest in Wisconsin and American workers. And talking about the job losses here in this state and in this country, it was the greed of the big Wall Street banks that brought this country down on its knees.
The debate was held in the studio of Wausau CBS affiliate WSAW-TV and also broadcast in the Eau Claire and Superior television markets. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.